Chapter 20, The Canted Circle. The stage was set. A perfect circle, 20 meters in diameter, had been cut from a single slab of imported stone and constructed so that one end touched the floor, while the other was held 10 degrees above it by concealed antigrav generators. This was the Canted Circle, known only to members of the Order, which throughout its long history had never numbered more than 500 in any given period, and was housed in the clear-domed summit of the Esoteric Society's monad in the heart of Coruscant's Phobosi district. Legend had it that the round-topped building, thought to be one of the oldest in that part of the planet, was built over an ancient lake bed and had been the sole survivor of a seismic event that had tipped it 10 degrees to the southwest. A century after the quake, the structure had been righted to vertical, except for the central portion of the canted floor of its uppermost story, which later supplied the name for a clandestine organization founded by influential beings who had purchased the building sometime during the reign of Tarsus Valorum. Just then, Larsh Hill, draped in black robes, was standing at the raised end of the circle, and Plagueis, 114D, and 10 other Munes, also wearing black garments, though different from the Order's hooded garb, stood at the other. Scheduled to begin at the top of the hour, the initiation ceremony would commence with the high official joining Hill on the circle, initiating him, and placing around his neck the Order's signature pendant. Plagueis had declined an offer of enrollment 20 years earlier, but had continued to do business with the Grand Mage and many of the Order's most prominent members, several of whom were regulars at the gatherings on Sojourn. The Order of the Canted Circle was content to serve as an exclusive club for some of the galaxy's most influential beings. Its aims were narrow in focus, and its rituals universally allegorical, replete with secret phrases and handshakes. Plagueis understood the need to instill members with a sense of furtive fraternity, but he couldn't risk having the high officials dig too exhaustively into his background. Larsh Hill's past, on the other hand, was exemplary, even the decades he had spent working with Plagueis' father. Once initiated, Hill would become Damask Holding's principal agent on Coruscant, and his son San would become Higo's right hand, in preparation for his eventual role as chairman of the Intergalactic Banking Clan. Returned from the short holo communication with Sidious, Plagueis was filled with a sense of triumph. Before night fell on the Phobosi district, the members of the Grand Protectorate would cease to be a concern. Pak's team and the rest believed they had found shelter aboard one of Coruscant's orbital facilities, but the Sun Guards, save for a pair Plagueis had kept in reserve in the Order's initiation room, were on the way to them now in forces sufficient to crush whatever defenses Sante Security might be providing. Sidious had played his part perfectly and had redeemed himself fully in Plagueis' eyes. The time had come to bring his apprentice deeper into the Sith mysteries he had been investigating for most of his life, to introduce him to the miracles he was performing on Abora.